Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Did you know that preachers are sometimes jealous of each other? If we think some preacher has more ability than we do, or is more popular than we are, we may be tempted to be a little envious. When Jesus came on the scene, John the Baptist had already been preaching and laying the foundation for the work of the Messiah. John was in prison when he heard of the supernatural work Jesus was performing. He sent two of his disciples to confirm what he had heard. The disciples asked Christ, "Are you the one who should come, or do we look for another?" Jesus told them of the great works he was doing. He was restoring sight to the blind, causing the lame to walk, cleansing lepers, curing deaf people, even raising the dead and preaching the gospel to the poor. Matthew 11:1-5. That information would show conclusively that Jesus was the Messiah and that they would not expect another. As John's two disciples departed to return to John, Jesus began to say unto the multitudes concerning John, "What did you go out in the wilderness to see? A reed shaken with the wind?" Matthew 11:7. If you know anything at all about John the Baptist, you know he was not like a reed shaken with the wind. He was one of the most fearless, dynamic, uncompromising, and courageous preachers who ever lived. Nothing in this world could tempt him to compromise his calling as a preacher. Do you remember what Paul told the Ephesian elders? "And now I go bound in the Spirit unto Jerusalem, not knowing the things that shall befall me there, save that the Holy Spirit witnesses in every city, saying that bonds and afflictions abide me. But none of these things move me, neither do I count my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy and the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of the grace of God." Acts 20:22-24. John the Baptist, like Paul, could not be deterred from preaching the way God had sent him to preach. The message of John the Baptist could hardly have been simpler or more forceful. He came preaching in the wilderness of Judea and saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." Matthew 3:1-2. His preaching was very effective, at least at times. "Then went out to him Jerusalem and all Judea and all the region round about Jordan, and were baptized of him in the Jordan River, confessing their sins." Matthew 3:5-6. When some of the Pharisees and Sadducees came to his baptism, he asked them, "O generation of vipers, who has warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bring forth therefore fruits worthy of repentance, and begin not to say within yourselves, 'We have Abraham to our father.' For I say unto you, that God is able of these stones to raise up children unto Abraham." Matthew 3:7-9. Do you know who the Pharisees and the Sadducees were? They were the two leading sectarian groups within Judaism. The Pharisees comprised the largest sect within Judaism, but the Sadducees were wealthier and more influential. John's preaching would be similar to some modern theologians attacking the leaders in his denomination or association. John was not opposing the religious leaders because of some minor difference with them. He knew they were hypocrites and would come under the condemnation of God Almighty. He also knew he would be condemned if he did not demand repentance of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees. John criticized the Jews for believing that their connection to Abraham would protect them from God's wrath. He said to them, "And now also the axe is laid unto the root of the trees. Therefore every tree which does not bring forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he who comes after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire." My friends, we thank you for listening. May God continue to bless and keep you.